The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are, folks, surviving in North Dakota and Maryland. I'm James Kelso, your host live, joined also hosting live by George in Maryland. George, thank you.
Great to be here, James. It started with snow, but now it's 50 degrees and sunny.
Same here. Same here. And hope it's nice wherever you are, folks, here on here in the second month of the Trump administration on March 19th, 2017. We've got a live show, our Sunday Spectacular, 3 hours, and certainly invite you to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 9443, and any rain check that's unredeemed out there, if I cut you off, if you didn't get your point in, call in today, because we've got the 3 hours, and with my apologies, we'll fill in those calls that you didn't get to complete.
I can think of a couple calls right away, James. First, we'd like to have Robert Ravo call back, who has a great show on Sunday nights. He was driving down a great road on our Friday night show. And Mr. Jared from Louisiana.
Yes, he never got to make it.
He had an interesting talk, and then he hung up before he could rebuttal with us. I couldn't tell if he was egging me on or not.
Well, he called me at home here. And by the way, folks, I invite you to do that. He called me at 701-317-5317. And he and I talked up a point that actually wouldn't work that well on the air. So it may be just as well.
How about that, James? Like you said, it's the sharp edges of live radio.
Yes, exactly. But Jared's a great guy in Louisiana, so if you can call in any other topic, Jared, we'll explore it. Let us see here. I'm just going to, having given out my phone number, I'm going to make sure I've got my ring turned down on my phone here at 701-317-5317. And, you know, I love it. You know, you listeners out there are starting to make it a habit to call me here at home, and I really appreciate it. Don't be shy. I learn a ton from your phone calls, and it's great to get that feedback from the show. Now, I don't want this can't be true, but I'm not tooting my own horn, but in all the years that we've been doing this show, I haven't gotten a call here at home yet that knocked the show. I love the praise that you heap on the show. It does help motivate the production of the show. But even if you have, you know, part of feedback is if there's a critique of something, you know, something slightly awry, let me know, because that's how we can fix things. Let's see. Speaking of fixing things, I made a mistake here. It's my first mistake of the day. I clicked on yes on update your Windows. oh, okay. And I thought doing that half an hour before the show would be enough time. How could an update and a restart take more than half an hour on a powerful computer? Well, leave it to Bill Gates.
He can welcome to Windows 10. Reliable as a rain dance.
I love one of the nicknames for Windows is Wind Blows. That's a pretty good one. And then there's Micro Suck for Microsoft. wait a minute. My gosh, Bill Gates just finished with my computer. Thank you, William Gates. Thank you. So I just type in a password and
Does it have an obscene screensaver for you now, James?
No, it all looks as if he didn't mess with it. But in any event, now I'm surrounded by computers here, folks. So losing one is no big deal. This particular one that I just lost is the one that brings you audio, and there is audio. I want to bring you a Fareed Zakaria on CNN having a poor language meltdown. Fareed Zakaria, I have to look him up. I don't know what his background is. I'm sure he's not from Ireland. he swears at Donald Trump six times in a row. So you're going to hear that in a moment. The left is truly losing it. And the more they lose it, the worse they look. They're in a dwindling spiral of diminishing.
It's pretty serious business. And we really are in the wounded bear scenario. I mean, these are not happy people. And every way I see it is 6-1 or 7-1. Every day Donald Trump is in office, they lose a week of their agenda. And it project that backwards, you know, Donald Trump stays in for 8 years. That's 56 years he's going to turn it around. That's serious business. It goes all the way back to the 1965 Act and the 1964 Act and every hideous thing we can think of. It's happened in our lifetimes. So they're not happy, and they're willing to kill.
Yeah. I like your assessment. A week, what was your ratio there of what they lose?
I call it 1-7. I'd love to hear someone debate me with that. Okay. But for every day in office that Donald Trump is in there, he erases 1 week of the left-wing pinko crap that we've had, and all started in 1963. Personally, I think it all started on Assassination Day. So that was November of 63. Not to say that JFK didn't have some pinko things up his sleeve, too. But it's been since then that it's been a precipitous, and like you said, James, nothing good has happened. Absolutely nothing. So Donald Trump is our first gasp of clean air here, certainly at the executive level of the U.S. of A.
Yes. And I like your ratio of 7-1. I think that's modest and certainly can be defended as what's happening. Let me go to my, I've got a really powerful computer, the one that I broadcast to you upon. This computer is a very powerful computer, and in fact, this computer is a gift to the show from one of our listeners, George. I only put the show on this computer. Let's see here. And I'm going to bring up my caller board to which we're connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network engineers. I see I just see Paul Fromm came online, so he might be reachable right now. And let's see, I'll just make a little note here also to the engineer to that effect. So I'll be able to see your calls at 800-313-9443. Speaking of turning things back at a ratio of 7-1, I'm going to give an example of that. This would be funny if the number pans out here, George. It's pretty close, actually. just kind of a coincidental thing. But on Drudge Report, one of the headlines is, Trump reduces debt by $100 billion in first 2 months. Let's take a look at that headline. That sounds pretty good. But it's even better than that. This is an article at the Gateway Pundit, which is a patriot-friendly website. In his first 2 months, Trump has reduced the national debt by $100 billion. Contrast this with the fact that Obama has increased the debt in that same time frame, his first 2 months, by $400 billion. Talk about, you know, as you say, George, reversing the direction. So here we are as of March 16th, Donald Trump has reduced the national debt by $101 billion. As of this same day, you scroll down to Barack Obama's performance. He had, by the same day, March 19th, actually, a couple days difference, he had increased the national debt by $413 billion. So, 101 to 413 minus. A net change of $514 billion. And, George, I remember when the entire national debt was below $514 billion.
That was on our watch. And
yes, it was.
If one wants to check out, is go check out the national debt on VJ Day or on any time in 1935. It's amazing how little our debt was back then.
I think, in the mists of time, the fog of memory, I may have this wrong, but I think I remember $100 billion or $200 billion. I think I remember numbers like that. And here we are.
On Eisenhower's watch.
Yeah. Here we are at $20 trillion. And, of course, you know, everyone knows a trillion is 1,000 times more than a billion.
It's 10 to the 9 for you science geeks. That's lots of zeros, people.
Yes, it is. So we are now joined. I see Paul Fromm riding into the riding over the horizon and arriving here at the show. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's just a little inside joke, folks. Paul Fromm's avatar on Skype is Paul himself, mounted on a fine-looking steed. What part of the country were you in when you were on that horse, Paul?
That was in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay. Well, here we are. And so I led off with that national debt. What's the national debt situation in Canada, Paul?
I can't give it to you off the top of my head, but
I mean, are you in the same overspent zone?
Yes. Oh, yes. Our present liberal government, led by the trust fund kid, the budget that's going to be brought down in a couple of days, and they said, well, it'll probably be about $10 billion deficit, but now it's being projected something in the neighborhood of $30 billion. Don't forget, we're one-ninth the size of the United States. So, we've got a government of wild free spenders.
Well, as do apparently pretty much all of our European countries. So, and that's another interesting thing. George, at the beginning of the show, mentioned that for all these decades, we had no good news, none, nothing. Not only no good news from the executive level of the American government, no good news from any of our white governments. Since it's pretty recent, I don't think, going back a little ways, we didn't have good news from anywhere, from any.
It was bad, James. Don at Nationalist Times used to call it the permanent revolution. I thought he was very accurate.
Yeah. And this amounts, and it's across the board. The realm of open borders, bad, bad, bad news. National debt piled upon our grandchildren, bad, bad, bad debt. Bad, bad news. In every single category, nothing but bad news. And, of course, Donald Trump has changed all of that. He's now causing it to reverse in other white nations. Vladimir Putin has been a ray of sunshine in some of our in some areas in some recent years. And so I want to touch upon that now. Pat Buchanan, in his recent most recent column, talks about it, and so does Ann Coulter, two of our Patriot favorites. Ann Coulter leads off with this, her latest column, "Let's Make Russia Our Sister Country." And Buchanan's title is "McCain Hijacking Trump's Foreign Policy." I think I'll start with Ann Coulter because I like her. I like her spiciness. The more hysterical liberals become about Russia, the more your antennae should go up. Their selective misgivings with Russia are just like their selective alarm with our ally, Chiang Kai-shek, leader of the nationalist Chinese government, and our ally, Ngo Dinh Diem, president of South Vietnam. As explained in lavish detail in Treason, Liberal Treachery from the Cold War to the War on Terrorism, that's one of Ann's books, all of which, by the way, are New York Times bestsellers, liberals instinctively lunge toward treason. They say Putin is a thug and a bully who kills journalists. Liberals never used to mind Russian leaders killing journalists, nor millions of scientists, writers, Christians, Jews, kulaks, Ukrainians, and the entire 1980 Soviet Olympic hockey team. Have you guys heard of the evil empire? Now, Democrats are hypersensitive to a Russian leader's flaws. Liberals were cool with the show trials, the alliance with Hitler, the gulags, the forced starvations, the shooting down of American planes, and goose-stepping through Eastern Europe. But that was when the Russian leader was Joseph Stalin or Nikita Khrushchev, not the beast Putin. Back then, liberals were spying for Stalin. Julius Rosenberg's code name was Liberal. I didn't know that.
Ugly. How about that? Thank you, Julius. Now we can pee on that word for the rest of our days.
Okay. The U.S. president was calling the bloodthirsty dictator Uncle Joe, and the New York Times was covering up Stalin's infamous crimes. In the storied history of fake news, the New York Times' Walter Duranty won a Pulitzer Prize for his false reports denying the Ukrainian famine, in which more than 7 million people were deliberately starved to death. That's men, women, and little children, folks. As far as the Times is concerned, and the man in charge of that was Lazar Museevich Kaganovich, which is a fake news Russification of the name Lazarus Moses Cohen.
Don't think he was from County Tipperary.
No. Lazarus Moses Cohen tried to change his name to sound a little bit Russian with Lazar Museevich Kaganovich. So if I wanted to be Russian, I could say Jamesovich Kelsovanovich. as far as the Times is concerned, I do have some Russian ancestry, though, so I'm very proud of it. As far as the Times is concerned, those were Russia's halcyon days. Back when Russia was actually threatening America with nuclear annihilation, Jimmy Carter warned Americans about their, quote, inordinate fear of communism, unquote. Right. The musician Sting sang that, quote, the Russians love their children too, unquote.
Oh, that sappy little tune. Oh, no, they're so loving.
You know, and in all these commentaries about Russia, folks, you know, Paul George and I would, I'm sure, agree. You have to make the distinction between Bolsheviks and Russians. It's not the same. We'll talk, we'll have much to say about that in many, many future shows. But now, liberals are hopping mad with Putin, who's a Russian. They could never forgive Russia for giving up communism or Bolshevism. I'll put my finger right there. We'll come back to this and your calls after this break.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks. We're back at it with the American Freedom Party Report. That's the title of this show. And all of our shows are sponsored by the American Freedom Party and by yours truly. And if you could help with the sponsorship, that would be most appreciated. Let me give you the P.O. Box where you can do that. My name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9. Pretty easy to remember. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, and the zip is 56721, also an easy zip code. And we got the engineer singing along there. If anything you mail, any form of cash, money, checks, anything you want to do, or anything else you want to send, welcome there at that P.O. Box to help this show make it all the way through the Trump phenomenon, which will last 8 years. I mean, surely Donald Trump will be re-elected in 2020. Who the Democrats are going to put up, who knows. But I think Trump will have,
No, it's all going to fall apart because Obamacare, he doesn't have everything in it. Oh, it's terrible. I'm tired of hearing all that nonsense.
Yeah,
he'll be able to take out Paul Ryan and Obamacare at the same time. Just one.
Yes. Yes. Oh, then let's go back to Ann Coulter, and let's see, where was I? But now liberals are hopping mad with Putin. They could never forgive Russia for giving up communism. To add insult to injury, Putin embraced the Russian Orthodox Church. This was deeply offensive to fiercely Christophobic liberals. Russia's descent into insanity and madness was clear when Putin refused to allow LGBTQ marches through Red Square. For having the same position on gays as Obama did circa 2008, Ruskies were walking on the fighting side of liberals.
Those rascally whiskies.
Trump's election victory was the capstone of the left's rage with Putin. To explain the inexplicable, Putin was made the center of the liberals' axis of evil, the mastermind of a malevolent plot to steal the election from Hillary Clinton. That's how liberals became born-again John Birchers, seeing Russians under every bed. Now, no fear of Russia is inordinate. The Russians do not love their children, too. And of course, Paul and I, as former John Birchers, know that Ann Coulter is speaking tongue-in-cheek there. She loves us former Birchers, and she loved the Birchers themselves back when we were Birchers. Actually, there was no seeing Russians under every bed by the John Birch Society. She's just having fun. We really could have used some of this fighting spirit about 50 years ago when the Soviet Union sought total world domination and Stalin's spies were crawling through the U.S. government. But back then, liberals were blackening the names of Whitaker Chambers, Richard Nixon, and Senator Joe McCarthy. Later, Joe McCarthy proved 100% correct by the top secret Venona Project. Russia's loss of the left's esteem happened very quickly. As recently as 2008, the New York Times editorial page was demanding that Obama, quote, signal to the Russians that he wants better relations, unquote, and complaining of the alarming deterioration of Russian-American relations under Bush. It was considered the height of statesmanship when Obama was caught on a hot mic. We've got an engineer on a hot mic right now. Let me let him know that. Oh, hot mics. Don't worry, audience. Hot mics can be fun. So, okay.
Ooh, got it. Cool.
Okay. Oh, the things that have been said on hot mics. It was considered the height of statesmanship when Obama was caught on a hot mic in 2012 telling Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, quote, this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility. I understand you, unquote. To hoots of laughter at the Democratic National Convention, Obama said, quote, you don't call Russia our number one enemy, not Al-Qaeda, Russia, unless you're stuck in a Cold War mind warp, unquote. So this is as recently as the Democratic National Convention, folks.
Of nature, fruits, and veggies, and to say it's
oh, we got an ad here. I'm stepping on an ad. We'll come back with the conclusion of Ann Coulter's article where it gets even better. Stay tuned.
Per day. And the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%. And they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yes, indeed. Rebuild America first. Here he is. Oh, well, let's finish Ann Coulter, and then I'm going to go to Fareed Zakaria. Boy, I just found some interesting stuff about him. Here she finishes up. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow couldn't contain her hilarity over the GOP offering, quote, an extra bonus of threatening Russia, unquote. Now, what, you know, Anne's doing here, you know, she's pointing out that hypocrisy is the middle name of liberalism. They'll go back and forth on any position, you know, 100, they'll turn 180 degrees to push their agenda. But today, Democrats and two especially showboating Republicans. Now, I think that's what, John McCain, and I don't know who the other she's thinking of, maybe
Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, are horrified that Trump wants to get along with Russia. Tonight, the threatening evil of Vladimir Putin will be the top issue on Rachel Maddow's show, assuming she still has a show. Maybe she can get a copy of Putin's tax returns. When the same people who hailed Stalin as a beloved American ally are happy to threaten Putin with thermonuclear war, we may deduce that the left's newfound Russia phobia has some seditious objective. Historically, liberals show their manliness by demanding war with our friends and allies while methodically undermining America's ability to fight the wars it's already in. The number one enemy of Western civilization today isn't non-communist Russia, it's Islam. And who is a key ally in that fight? Russia has been dealing with these troublesome Muslims for centuries. It was Russian officials who tried in vain to warn our blind, incompetent government about the Boston Marathon bombers. And she concludes with this sentence. Sentence says, the left's hysteria about Russia isn't just an attempt to delegitimize Trump. It's the usual Christophobic fifth column rooting for the Islamization of the West. And we could put in parenthetically, we could say, and the de-Europeanization of the West, which goes hand in hand. And now let us turn to a Muslim, Fareed Zakaria, CNN TV host. And let's listen to him having his Trump meltdown. Here he goes. And you might hear Mark Dice here in this. This is, I'm taking this off Mark Dice's show. Here he is playing video of Fareed Zakaria having freakouts.
Network.
I think the president is somewhat indifferent to things that are true or false. He has spent his whole life bullshitting. He has succeeded by bullshitting. He has gotten the presidency by bullshitting. It's very hard to tell somebody at that point that bullshit doesn't work because look at the results, right? But that's
look at your network.
He doesn't take
Don Lemon just sit there. He hasn't even said anything. He'd be like, excuse me, sir. This is my show, and you've swore four times now. By the way, Fareed Zakaria.
Now he could go. He doesn't stop there though. There's more. Okay, here he is.
More bullshit.
Yeah, there's more bullshit. Oh, okay, here he goes.
Up and start swearing when they're talking about him.
There was a pattern here and a term for a person who did this kind of thing. A bullshit artist. There's a term for this kind of thing. This is the mode of a bullshit artist. And the stench is now overwhelming and unbearable.
You just keep it up, CNN. You're doing great. You're more entertaining than Comedy Central. I'm Mark Dice.
Okay. So the... now, let's look into who is Fareed Zakaria and why is he freaking out? Well, let's see.
And why is an Egyptian, why does an Egyptian have a prime place on American TV? I mean, are there no white Americans who can comment?
I mean, why is he here at all?
I find this is just...
Can we buy some airfare and fly his miserable BS back to Cairo?
Yeah.
Well. Now, Fareed Zakaria, and you know, he was at the age of 28. He was made the editor of Foreign Affairs magazine. Now, for aficionados of the top of the
Ooh,
left,
Foreign yeah. Affairs, all those lovely globalist weenies.
Age 28. Now he is actually an Indian Muslim from. The Indian subcontinent. He was born in India to a Konkani Muslim family. His father, Rafiq Zakaria, and that's his middle name, Fareed Rafiq Zakaria, was a politician, blah, blah, blah. Zakaria has married a woman who I don't think is from India because her maiden name is Throckmorton. I don't think that's
Oh, yes, there are lots of rock works in Bombay. I get over the... I mean, I really get angry when I see a nation of 320 million people and a good many of the talking heads and flapping mouths are obviously third world foreigners. And if you come to Canada, turn on our communist, I mean our Canadian Broadcasting Corporation news, you can hardly find a white person there except maybe the dude who's a faggot reading the weather.
Yes. Now, Zakaria is now a naturalized American citizen residing in New York City with his wife, Paula Throckmorton. And he describes himself as a secular and non-practicing Muslim.
Okay.
Ooh. So, anyway, I liked that. And, of course, that's like Rachel Maddow. There are some great YouTubes out there of people having, they're calling liberal meltdown videos. And these are wonderful, and they're continuing. The meltdowns just keep coming. We've got three callers waiting online, so let me get to them right away. Let's go to our first caller, Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. Ken, what's on your mind? Come in, Ken. Okay. All right, Ken. Ken may come back. Laura in Michigan, you're next.
Hi, James. I have my granddaughter visiting, and she goes to Holy Family Catholic School. Their assignment this week was to write a prayer for our country. She wants to read you. Her prayer was for Donald Trump.
Oh, great. Is she right there?
Yep.
Oh, we're honored. Thank you.
Let us pray.
Dear God, Dear God, we adore you, Lord, for giving us a president that's willing to help our country. We praise you for being a great God. Help us to give Donald Trump a chance as president. Help Donald Trump to make the best choices for America. Thank you for our great country. Amen.
Amen.
I love it. That's a great prayer.
Laura, we apologize to your daughter for Fareed Zakaria's vulgarity.
Yeah, and we were listening, and I thought, oh my goodness, this doesn't usually happen.
well,
granddaughter listening, you know.
That's why we have the alternative media, because the mainstream media is so corrupt.
Right. I think it's just so wonderful at the school. Had them writing prayers for our country.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And this is in Michigan?
Well,
and Laura, do you have anything else you wanted to mention?
Holy Family Catholic School. So they thought of themselves to write it for Trump, you know. I thought that was wonderful.
And, it is.
Yep. So that's all. I just wanted to have her read that.
All right, thanks, Laura, and thanks, your granddaughter?
Hannah, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. All right, let's go to Canada, and Ramsey. Ramsey, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Ramsey, what's on your mind?
Hello, sir, how are you?
Great, well, you've got Paul Fromm, your fellow Canadian here, and George in Maryland. We're all eager to hear what you have to say.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you a few things. Just to go back just to make a short note on Geert Wilders. He talked about, there's another reason why Turkey shouldn't join the European Union. It's because they're violating international law. They're occupying Cyprus, so that's a violation of international law. They've been doing that since 1974, so they can't make the argument that they should enter the European Union. It's completely absurd from their point of view. So Geert Wilders didn't mention that.
Okay. So. And now, Ramsey, that's a good point. What else have you got?
You see, sir, another thing I want to ask you. You said that you were quoting Ann Coulter saying that the problem is not. Regarding Russia, you see, sir, this attack on on Russia, like, didn't start regarding the election. Like, they've been attacking Russia for like so many years now, and that's because Russia was seen very positively by the United States when it was under Boris Yeltsin, who was the biggest joke in Russia. And then when Vladimir Putin came in, he wasn't the puppet that Boris Yeltsin was. So that's why they're attacking Russia all the time.
Okay. Ramsey. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Another thing I want to ask you. Sir, before the break, you mentioned a quote by Ann Coulter.
Oh.
Saying that.
Yes, and Ramsey, I don't want to personally inquire about callers and so on. So sometimes I'll ask, like, you know, what part of the state are you in, and so on. Just maybe because I used to live there, or something. Are you yourself a native Canadian, you are? Oh, are you a Quebecois?
No.
Okay.
I'm from Ontario.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. And, it's great to get calls from Canada. You know, we're in the same boat. You Canadians and we Americans, we're in exactly the same boat. And we really need to help each other out. Donald Trump is certainly, Paul will attest to this, he is helping Canadian patriots by really embarrassing the left-wing establishment in Canada. True, Paul?
Absolutely. And, if the caller would like to get in touch with me and get on our mailing list and so on, my email is paul@paulfromm.com. That's P-A-U-L at paulfromm.com. Are you an Ontario caller?
Yes.
Oh, good, good.
Well, you're lucky to have Paul Fromm right there in your province, Ramsey, because Paul Fromm is the most energetic, dedicated speaker and writer and radio host. I don't know of anyone who surpasses Paul's level of energy and brilliance.
Yes, of course. You see, sir, regarding Ann Coulter, she said that we should be friends with Russia and so on. You see, sir, I totally agree with that. Like, she's spot on about that. But you see, sir, she said that the problem is Islam. You see, sir, when you talk about Islam, you're talking about like all 1.5 billion or 1.7 billion or whatever the population is, people practice their religion, right? You see, sir, like, people in
But hang on, Ramsey, are you disagreeing with her on that statement?
Yes. I don't think it's completely accurate to say Islam, because see, so when you talk about Islam, you're talking about all 1.7 billion people. And the thing is, the problem is not like, he said, like, these people living in their country is like, that's fine. We shouldn't care.
Well, let's put this in context. What Ann Coulter is saying, she could list several things that she would consider, you know, in the top five of, you know, what's the real problem. She obviously will mention things other than Islam, as would Geert Wilders. But the reason both Geert Wilders, and we're going to hear from him in a moment, I can't play this little 60-second clip too many times. The reason Geert Wilders is all over the Islam question, and Ann Coulter as well, is because it is so serious. Whether it's number one or number two or number three, that's not the issue, but it certainly is. It has to be identified as an incredibly big problem. And Geert Wilders is so bold, even bolder than Donald Trump, in stating that Islam is utterly incompatible with our civilization. It's utterly incompatible. It's not something that can be worked in, or, you know, you make a deal with them, or you you accommodate. It is. We'll listen to Geert Wilders describe it. But Ann Coulter's making that point when she says that, and here's the context. Europe right now, I don't know if you've you know, studied the European scene, but Europe is being overrun.
Yeah.
In France, the number of Muslims in the elementary schools in the early grades is greater than the number of Frenchmen.
Yes.
So, you know, and there are in Malmo, Sweden, there are schools and classrooms that have one white Swede in them. One. And the Muslims have decided they love Malmo, and they've taken it over, which is a major city in the south of Sweden. We've got a break here. Ramsey, thank you. We're going to go to Bill in Wisconsin right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Wisconsin in just a bit. Bill, hang on. I'll turn your volume up in just a second. And then Ken in Fort Worth is back, so we welcome you back, Ken. We'll go to you after Bill in Wisconsin. I want to, Ramsey in Canada mentioned Geert Wilders, and this is so good. I know I'm going to be repeating it for some of you who listen every day to the show, but others may not have heard this little clip. This is one of the classics. My gosh, this will be will resonate down the years. This statement by Geert Wilders. Let me get it for you here. And then I've got another good one for you, Geert Wilders. But here's Geert Wilders talking last week to Islam from his position there, running for Prime Minister of the Netherlands, which he did come in second place with a very handsome showing, a Trumpian sort of event in the Netherlands. And here he is addressing probably way more than 400,000 Muslims already in the Netherlands, and the many millions more who want to also invade the Netherlands. Here he is.
Today, I have a message for the Turks. Your government is fooling you into believing that one day you will become a member of the European Union. Well, forget it.
And I hate to interrupt Geert Wilders. I want you, as you listen to him addressing the Turks, substitute any non-European people in the world you like. Any. Nigerian, Somalian, Mexican, Guatemalan, Chinese. What he is saying applies to all of those people who want to, all of them, invade European nations. One of the very simple reasons for that is our nations are so wonderful. You know, of course they want to get out of their hellhole. And if we're dumb enough to let them occupy and become citizens of our wonderful nations, they're on for that. So substitute, as you listen here to Geert Wilders, all the other non-European nationalities.
You are no Europeans, and you will never be. An Islamic state like Turkey does not belong to Europe. All the values Europe stands for, freedom, democracy, human rights, are incompatible with Islam. We do not want visa-free travel for Turks coming to Europe either. European governments that agree with this will be voted out of office by the people. Turkey voted for Erdogan, a dangerous Islamist who raises the flag of Islam. We do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us. You are not welcome.
Good here. For you, Geert Wilders.
We'll be right back, folks.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.